So I think anyone who looks at this picture immediately calls it the artist, because it's, you know, it's quite clearly that's what it is. It's the artist. I've only taken one shot of a artist painting like this. And anyway, I remember the day quite well. We were on a family trip to Israel to visit family, and we'd taken my daughter for her first time in Jerusalem, which was an adventure, of course. She had dressed as a princess with the crown and everything, and was running around Jerusalem, the holy city, in full character as herself. And I was trailing behind with the camera. My wife was kind of tending her at this moment, obviously. And what I had done was strung the camera around, and I was really just taking hip shots. So camera hung sort of at my belly, and I would just snap whatever I saw from a real street level. And this was an obvious, I had to take a drive-by and try to get this guy. And he turned just at the right moment. And, you know, whether he saw me or not, snapped the photo, because I didn't use a flash, and I had the camera held close to my stomach. I don't know, but I grabbed this picture. What I love about it is, first of all, the shade that crosses his face with his hair. I love the texture of whatever that material is that he's holding. And you can kind of see it at his feet as well, some more of it, some sort of cloth that he's using to mop up the ink or the paint that he spilled. It was cold in Jerusalem. You forget that it's in the hills, and so that jacket is appropriate. Obviously, his getup is just, he's a very serious character, and certainly quite gothic. So to think about, a name, I mean, it is hard to depart from that title, the artist. And so I would title it as such. I also think the thought of kneeling is interesting to me, that he is kneeling, that he is kneeling in the holy city, kneeling before his creation as opposed to God, perhaps is something to consider. I always think of art as such a measure of sacrifice, and that's what we're admiring when we admire great art. And so to see him kneel before his art, perhaps that's the title, Kneeling and the Artist.